There's a couple different accounts of this, and you got to read them. A lot of times you got to read them all just to catch. Where's the one? There's one in Matthew 12. There's one in Luke 6. Where's the one in Mark? Come on, Pastor, you're my word machine. Where's the one in Mark? Do you know? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Anybody know where it is in Mark? It's in Mark. I thought it was 4 or 5. 3? 3. Here it is. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let's look at Mark 3 quick. He entered a synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. So they watched him closely whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. Okay? Who knows? There's no indication that the man with the withered hand came there to be healed. He's just there. Jesus shows up in the synagogue. There's a man there that's probably there every week, actually, with a withered hand. It's just the temple he attends, right? The synagogue. And I called him, and I feel like in my heart I heard that, you know, to the Pharisees, he was a guinea pig. They were using this man. They saw this man, and they thought, it's good he's here because we might have charge against him. We're going to see if he heals this man on the Sabbath. Well, it has nothing to do with the faith of the atmosphere of the worship service, of the body of Christ, of the believing unity hearts. The only reason they're thinking, are you just going to heal him as a believer, is how we see it. They're seeing it. They don't know where he's from. But here's the deal. Animosity, persecution, judgment, evil intent, all that's in the atmosphere. Not a very fuzzy, anointed atmosphere, okay? Unless you're Jesus. And unless he's in you.